Blog Talk Radio.
Tuned in live to Women's Wednesday. It is November the 5th, 2014, and it just feels so good to be back on air. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Diva Spot Radio. Again, that's at Diva Spot Radio. And send me a friend request on Facebook at Diva Ebony B. Again, that's at Diva Ebony B. Or you can just Google Diva Ebony B and we can go from there. I got my girl up in here, Denia, over on the West Coast. My girl doing it best in all the things she do. Queen, welcome up in here. Oh, I'm so glad to have you as my co-host. Welcome back. We're back, girl.
What's good? What's good? How are you?
You already know it's Women's to Women's Wednesdays. And for all those new and more seasoned, more queens is listening in, guys, join us every Wednesday, 8 p.m. on the West, 11 p.m. on the East, as all women, women of all colors and status and backgrounds, as we come together and share and educate and motivate and just flat out keep it 100 with each other. So you guys can enjoy our amazing guests. You can enjoy our amazing co-hosts as we laugh and learn and just listen to life on life terms. So it's going to be a very topics that we talk about, everything from women in business to the mompreneurs to health, finances, career, motherhood. We got a lot of stuff going on. So I just love having this each and every Wednesday because we got so much that we need to talk about, and it's okay. And I just want to talk a little briefly on it about it's okay to take time out to make sure you okay. We make sure everything and everybody else is okay. But when do we take time out to make sure we're okay? I want to hear your voices. Call me up. Excuse me. 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. That was Get It Girl Renee that y'all heard at the top of the show with that hot song, Get It Girl Rock. But I want to go over to my co-host, my diva, and talk about, and I just want you to share a few words of, you know, when did you decide for yourself at any point in your life to say, you know what, I need to stop and make sure I'm okay so everything else can go afloat? Because, Denai, you do a lot. You have your own jewelry line, you run a company, you promoting, you on all different shows, co-hosting, working, you was doing the school thing for a while. I don't know if you're back in school, but how do you make sure you're okay?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I think the whole thing about it is to know, to have a balance, to know when it's time to say no. Like, anytime I'm stressed out about something I ain't getting paid for, I know it's time to fall back. So, and focus on, like, I'm like, I kind of have this rule now. I very rarely go out unless there's a paycheck attached to it. And that's just because of the fact of, like, you know, building the client base. And it's a matter of knowing what I need to do. And I was kind of, you know, I was the one before going out making sure I support everybody. But now if it's not a client or a potential client, you know, I can't do that anymore. I don't have the time. Like, forever, I don't have the time. So it just got to a point where I had to know that I just had to fall back, because I was getting stressed off over shit that wasn't even mine. Like, I was getting stressed off over helping somebody else, and I ain't even getting paid for it, and that's just not going to work anymore.
You are absolutely right. Sometimes we go above and beyond for family members or for people in our network or for friends. And, you know, we say, okay, I'll help you with this. But then we find ourselves, you know, kind of doing more work than what they're doing, trying to get their stuff or make sure them right. And it does become stressful. And then we still have clients. And being an entrepreneur, being a womanpreneur, being a mompreneur, you know, sometimes you want to make sure your clients are satisfied so you can be able to have repeat business, and so your client can go tell somebody else about what you're doing, your quality customer service, quality products, or, you know, whatever that they're purchasing from you. So word of mouth spreads fast, really good. But sometimes you can get stressed out, you know, saying, oh, is this right? Or did that get there in this time and shipping and handling and stuff like that? And I think a lot of times we just need to stop, have a woosah, a come to Jesus moment, and press the reset button.
Right. I mean, I think the biggest thing about it is the fact is, like, you kind of got to get to the point where you understand that if somebody is constantly telling you, you know, that they need this done and they need that done, and there's no return, you're being taken advantage of. And I think a lot of women, we kind of don't think about that. We're like, oh, I'm just helping them. It's not an issue. It's okay. You can call me at 3 o'clock in the morning to check something, you know, like, I mean, like, when we get involved in, like, internships especially, you know, we get really, really, really excited. So we're just like, okay, you know, well, they're doing this and that, so I got to make sure I'm available all the time. Nope, that's not how it goes. Because, I mean, there's nothing that's that pressing. You know, I fell into that trap. I'm not even going to lie. You know, I fell into that trap for an internship. But, you know, but there's nothing pressing that can't be done during the day. So really, like, thinking about that. And I understand people say, you know, well, you don't want to miss an opportunity. Ain't there no opportunity that I really need this late? Like, nobody needs anything 3 o'clock in the morning. You can wait till I wake up. That's, you know, real talk. You can wait. You want it, but you don't need it. You can wait. And I'm going to sleep. So, yeah.
We go in.
Oh, yeah, we go in all. We go in all the time. You know,
especially
people
when
are like,
we're
well, how do you sleep?
Especially when we're worker bees, and I'm going to say this real quick, and we're going to go into a music break real fast. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Woman to Woman's Wednesday with my beautiful co-host, Denaya. Make sure you check us out on Twitter at Diva Ebony B and at Denaya for you. Again, that's at Diva Ebony B and at Denaya for you.
Denaya is on Twitter, so...
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the correction, Queen. I appreciate that. I wanted to definitely get in and put this word out as mercenary. Mercenary. Mm. This word means people who have a mercenary spirit are only attaching themselves to you or doing something or being with you or on your team or in a relationship with you for either a personal and financial gain. We're going to talk about mercenary spirits when we come back from this music break. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Let's get into some Asia Malone. Big shout out to Asia Malone with the hot track that's making all types of noise all over the airwaves, AM, FM, internet, with FYE. Let's go.
All right. We're on. Do I hear some music?
Sure.
Cool.
Y'all wanna hear the stuff for y'all's entertainment, but then when people start to stunt, y'all start complaining. Money, cars, fame, fortune, clothes, houses, top of the line jewelry. Y'all wanna hear the stuff for y'all's entertainment. But then when people start to stunt, y'all start complaining. Money, cars, fame, fortunes, clothes, houses, top of the line jewelry.
Excuse me? Wait up. I think I need another waiter. Cause I got my friend over here with another hot potato. Pause on it.
Wait, hold, take your time now. Hold,
I'm not feeling her flavor. I don't know what this stuff is right here that y'all all just made up.
Ooh.
Never do me no favors, no. Mind the problem, that's major. Yes, it's unattractive with all that brat acting behavior. I'll break it down to you in stages. I'll break the news. Here's the latest.
This is CNS breaking news.
Okay, let's keep it a secret. Y'all know that's really my weapon. That's exactly how I'ma keep it. I'ma say it again. Music in my veins, yup, I bleed it. When I get a clock, my thoughts to a stop. Yup, when I get a clock, call that writer's block. Never tie the knot, now I got live. Never tie the knot, why say goodbye?
Bye.
Put my car in drive, back in reverse. Look at the worst, look at the best. Why such a mess? Can't even stress. Yes, you see me. I'm never pressed, I'm never pressed.
Believe me. Y'all wanna hear the stuff for y'all's entertainment. But then when people start to stunt, y'all start complaining. Money, cars, fame, fortunes, clothes, houses, top of the line jewelry. Y'all wanna hear the stuff for y'all's entertainment. But then when people start to stunt, y'all start complaining. Money, cars, fame, fortunes, clothes, houses, top of the line jewelry.
Hold on. I ain't been gone too long. Even when you think it's over, I'm still coming at you strong. What's wrong? Upset cause I made another song. Yeah, I get that a lot. Yeah, I just sit back and watch. I either watch things grow or I watch things botch. What a botch of a play. Watch the ball just drop. Let me stop. Go ahead. Turn up the volume. I will get rid of you so quick if you don't add any value.
Right.
Now I'm here, and I'm charging like a bolt. I'm gone so fast, so fast, so fast, so fast. Taking off the smoke.
Whoa.
Excuse me? Check, please. Excuse me? Why so next to me? Almost took the breath of me. Tell your cooks to rework their recipe. Not a good look or taste, just by the looks up off my face. Moving now at a different pace, just in case y'all got confused. I laugh at y'all. Yeah, I'm so amused.
Y'all wanna hear the stuff for y'all's entertainment. But then when people start to stunt, y'all start complaining. Money, cars, fame, fortune, clothes, houses, top of the line jewelry. Y'all wanna hear the stuff for y'all's entertainment. But then when people start to stunt, y'all start complaining. Money, cars, fame, fortunes, clothes, houses, top of the line jewelry.
I'm out.
Top of the line jewelry. That's your girl Asia Malone right there with FY Ear. My girl said, y'all want to hear this stuff for y'all entertainment. But when people start shining, y'all start complaining. Cars, houses, jewelry. I wanted to talk about that on Women's to Women's Wednesday. We're talking about this word, mercenary. Then I want you guys to check it out. Mercenary is spelled M-E-R-C-E-A-R-Y. Again, that's Let me get it right because I want to make sure we got it. There it is. M-E-R-C-E-N-A-R-Y. Again, that's M-E-R-C-E-N-A-R-Y. So mercenary basically means motivated only by financial gain or greedy. And there are people out there who have mercenary spirits, or they are mercenary people. And just to use it in a sentence, I'll say, Ed is totally mercenary. His philosophy is pay me enough and I'll do anything. Sometimes when we get in ourselves together, and it's okay to take time out to get you together. Just press the pause button, even if you got to take some time off of work, a little time off of school, or just time off from just helping, devoting yourself to other people. Some people are just mercenary people. They either want to be around you or be a part of your establishment for their own personal gain. They're not in to help. And one organization of people I can say is not mercenary is Simply United Together. Big shout out to Simply United Together. I love Suit. It is a wonderful, wonderful organization. Make sure you go to sutglobal.com. Again, that's sutglobal.com. And Simply United Together is basically what it says. It's an organization all over the world. It was founded by Dr. James Jones. Big shout out to Dr. James Jones for starting this, and he started a community, an organization within his community of people coming together. Their mission is to enhance the quality of life for the underserved in their community through sharing information, offering individuals and family support service, as well as through community programs and partnerships with other organizations. So I am a part of Suit, and I'm so thankful. I'm just so blessed to be a part of it. I'm now recently the vice president of the West region here, alongside with Tanisha Harrison, which is the president of the West region. And we've done stuff like, you know, the Safe Halloween Trail for the kids just recently. We did Feeding the Homeless. They have initiatives for our veterans coming up. So I'm just so proud of them and what it does. And if you want to become a part of it, you can start a chapter right in your area, or it may be a chapter already established. Go to www.suitglobal.com. Again, that's sutglobal.com to learn more information. But mercenary people who only want a financial gain or a personal gain, you have to look out for those people because they are energy suckers. Mm. And they are joy suckers. And they want to leech and suck off of everything that you have. But woman to woman, keeping it 1,000, sometimes we have queens in our group or that we consider to be a friend that has that spirit. How do we combat against the spirit, or how do we correct the situation? You have to limit yourself. You have to take some time out away from that person to get yourself together. And they're going to say, hey, what's going on? You ain't called, or you haven't showed up, or you haven't been around, and such, I haven't seen you. And say, you know what, queen, thank you for calling and checking on me, but I'm taking some time out for myself to get me together. And if they're a real queen and they love you like Denia loves me, she will understand and respect your space. And this is what you want to look out for, two things. Two ways she's going to approach this. If she cares, she's going to say, okay, queen, is there anything that you need? Are you all right? Is the kids okay? Well, such and such and such. Mm. That's fine. All right. Well, I'm going to let you go ahead and go. Call me if you need. That's a non-mercenary queen. The mercenary queen is, what's wrong with you? Girl, what happened? Such and such and such. Oh, you're going to have to get that together. Ooh. I will holler at you.
Wait. No, I was going to say even more so. A mercenary queen will be like, wait, what? What happened? Oh, man. Well, yeah. Hit me when you're feeling better. No, not even caring what's wrong. What? Why are you sound like that? Man, whatever. I'm going to talk to you later, kids. I need to do da, da, da. I mean, and that's just the thing. You have to know. That's how you know who your true friends are. Because your true friend will ask what's wrong, see what they can do. Okay, you need your space, we can do that. But if somebody is out the gate, negative, and, well, I still need you. Oh, no, even better. They'll pull you, hit you with the, but I know you're not feeling well. However, I need X, Y, Z. Really?
Well, yeah, you're right. They will go past what you're saying and indirect it back towards them. And I want to share some light in the chat room to all of our queens and kings listening. Big shout out to Jamie. Jamie, I love you, queen. I think you are an amazing woman. I'm so proud of you getting your CNA. I'm so proud of the mother that you are. I think that you are a phenomenal woman. She is a phenomenal mother. I mean, this woman goes above and beyond for her kids. Big shout out to Anasha, her baby girl, and the young king over there. Well, she's not a baby no more. She's a little queen. Queen Trina. But I just wanted to say, hey, Queen, and thank you for listening to the show. Big shout out to all of our guests that's listening. If you guys want to go ahead and chat it up in the chat room, all you got to do is take about 2 seconds to build a profile, and you can type in and give your shout outs or say your comments, and I'll say it on air for you. Or you can call in 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And big shout out to the 312 on the line. I see you. Press the one button if you want to give your 2 cents on Women's to Women's Wednesday. But I just want to let all my queens know, because we just wanted to, we're excited to be back on air. We got about 10 minutes left in the show. I just wanted to come on and just, you know, thank everybody for showing up and supporting Diva Spot Radio and supporting me and all the things that we do in Denia. But it's okay, ladies and my queens, to step back from a job, a spouse, family members, even your kids. Just stepping back. You know, some of us have babies. I have a 11-month-old. Sometimes she aggy and she just want to fuss. I have to sit back for about 10 to 15 minutes and let her get herself together. It's okay, ladies, to press the reset button, because the holiday season is coming up, and this is a very sensitive time because some people have family all over the world. Some people are in a position where their family not around, and we may start feeling alone. And then right. It's also a giving season. And then we want to make sure everything is right, and the turkey and the dressing and this, and her dress has to look like this. We got to take pictures and whatnot. And we overwhelm ourselves, and we're not okay. See, ladies, we're the engine to the car. Without the engine, the car can't go nowhere. So we have to take some right. time to take ourselves in to get maintenance. Diva mm-hmm. took some time off from the air to get maintenance. I had to get my oil changed. I needed some new tires. They needed to be rotated. My intake manifold needed to be changed. Listen, my brakes was coming. And look, I needed a whole makeover. And, of course, I tried to jump back on and drive the car without it being fully repaired or fully maintenance, and I didn't get that far. But it's okay to take some time out for yourself. And it's okay to let go when somebody has hurt you or wronged you. Do not. And next week's show on Wednesday, we're going to talk about that. The topic is waiting on revenge. Why are you waiting on revenge on somebody else, or you waiting on your opportunity to get revenge on somebody else? What is happening for you?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get. We're gonna talk more about that, but you got to wait for next Wednesday for us to get in on that. But it's okay to press the reset button. Any given time, it doesn't matter. It could be you can get up in the morning with the kids or whatever on your way, lock yourself out. It's okay. Just press the reset button. Don't let anyone bring you out of character, anything bring you out of character, and don't sacrifice your peace for anybody, because now we got the holiday season coming up, and all of a sudden all these managers and supervisors are going to be trying to schedule you for all these crazy hours. You say, listen, I request this time off, I can't do it. And if your boss, let me say this, if your boss call you to come in to cover somebody else's shift, it is okay for you to say, oh, great,
no.
I don't mind coming in, but can't you pay? Well, you can say no. Or you can say, I don't mind coming in, but will you pay me time and a half? Because guess what? They can afford mm-hmm. you, because people are spending money right now. Even Ebony B said that.
Right.
Denia, I'm going to pass it over to you before we go into another music break and wrap the show up for tonight.
Definitely. I mean, that's the biggest thing about it. It's about taking care of you, stepping back, and realizing your worth. And, you know, you said you can say pay me extra. If your boss tells you to come in on Thanksgiving Day, you can tell them no.
Yeah, by law.
Real talk. You know, a lot of companies are forcing people to work Thanksgiving Day. No. You can say no, and you would be in, like, it is a national holiday. I refuse. I'm going to be home. Thank you very much. I'll be here in the morning, whatever that crazy hour, whatever that crazy hour that he was at work, like 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, that's why I'm not doing retail no more. But, you know what I mean? But the whole thing about the holiday season, yes, it's about giving. But a lot of people don't understand. You don't have to give things in order to make someone happy. You can give them more of your time. And that, like, real talk, people can be like, I'm like, if somebody doesn't appreciate your time and appreciate you wanting to be with them and they just want stuff from you, that's another problem. You got a little mercenary on your hands.
And it is okay. It is okay to say no. But I want y'all to take the time out and tell somebody, walk in my shoes. Let's get into this hot track right here by I Am Brandon. Big shout out to Brandon.
Yeah.
I'm going to get into this hot track right here called Walk in My Shoes. This one, my ladies, right here. Let's go.
About that legacy now. I Am Brandon. 2015.
Could you walk in my shoes and follow my path? Could you do the things I've done? Could you face what I faced and come out on top? Could you walk in my shoes? Could you go where I've gone? Could you see what I do? Could you? And at the end of the day, still walk. Could you walk in my shoes?
Turn a boy to a man, a man to a motivator. I can give up about the plans of a hater. If you walk in my shoes, on me the pressure of them footsteps. Weight of this world, tenfold, never have to guess. The game speaks volumes, but never ever told. To look to my life that I never ever sold. That's why I'm repping something worth more than gold. I can care less about age, I would never grow old. I put that on my legacy. But next, to grow through something right, stand apart from the rest. Be like a Leah remix, do it at your best.
Should you ever feel the need?
Let me know the rest. Take a walk so you can feel branded. Games all season, earth, wind, and fire, give me a reason. We can celebrate function red with a bottle of that Earl Steve.
Could you walk in my shoes and follow my path? Could you do the things I've done? Could you face what I faced and come out on top?
Turn this dream into the real. It's all about the legacy. Vibe to this next hit. Started with a mission to do more than just motivate. Every man, woman, and child, teach them how to levitate. Street taught me more than even I wanted to learn. And my mama taught me that everything in life you must earn. Burn, not one brick. Gain that respect. The lane that I drive in, have no regret. Get that legacy. Earn that, cop that, rock that, grab that, do what us grab. You ever take a chance, tell me how would you ever know? Your time is here now, so go and let the itch flow. Go ahead, reach it, preach it, get your life right, stay to teach it, speak it back to the youth. As I look at my shoes, as I walk to the booth, as I speak to the crew.
Could you walk in my shoes and follow my path? Could you do the things I've done? Could you face what I face and come out on top?
Got me branded as real as it gets. Plus, the deal that I get come from hard work handed. Never nothing landed. A job right, like keep it lit cause I planned it. I'm about that life, that positive vibe. Something the kids can press play on and try. Forget about the heads, bad women and wits. There's a real job to do, homie, go take your pick.
Oh yeah.
Bring that best effort every day. Even when it's low, look at yourself, go and find your way. Greater than the last day, never less, never equal. Legacy is left for my hard working people. Your life is only one. There can never be a sequel. Start with you, homie. Be your own hero. And be proud of the outcome. Never leave room for doubt. Be a bad one.
Walk in my shoes and follow my path. Could you do the things I've done? Could you face what I faced and come out on top? Could you walk in my shoes? Could you go where I've gone? Could you see what I do? Could you? And at the end of the day, still walk. Could you walk in my shoes?
Yeah. Shout out to I Am Brandon. Man.
Could you walk
oh,
in
my goodness.
Shoes?
Oh, my
girl,
goodness. Wait. Yeah. Man, Joe. Definitely. Oh, no, we got to get out of here. But, man, Joe, definitely two shots. I am Brandon. Make sure that y'all tune in. December 24th, Next Legacy will be on air for 3 hours. And we're going to do an after hours, but that's it. We're done after that. This is y'all Kids with Trust. Next Legacy will be back on the air for one day. Just say hi and much love to everybody that's in Sweden and Facebooking us and telling us how they miss us. So, yeah, make sure y'all stay tuned because me and I am Brandon Fun. I definitely get it in.
Most definitely. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Make sure you check me out this Friday on Frontline, Friday, 7 p.m. on the West and 10 p.m. on the East. You already know what time it is. Make sure you guys keep God first, family second, and career third. Always big shout out to my queens for doing it big and doing it with a bonus. Let's go. We out of here.
Thanks.